Simin Kuf Pei Vav, the end of Sif Beis through Sif Hey, and the Sugya of Dam Besulim, which Betim the Sugya, as we see, the Sugya is basically the Halacha, as we'll see. Usually it should be that way. The Ramah says in Sif Beis that we already brought down last Chabura, we were Marich, the three sheets that are brought down in the Rishonim to be Masber the Maskanas HaGemara and Achir Bezim and Beis, whether or not a woman always needs Vedikas, Koidim Tashmish, even if she has no Ves Kavua, she never needs Vedikas, or like the Rif, that she needs the first three times to be Masber herself, and after that she doesn't need. And then we saw the Shitas HaShach, who learns the Rif differently, Alpi the Ravid, that even according to the Rif, there's no need to be Masber oneself unless there was a Reya Selefanecho. She was once Reya Damach HaTashmish, then she has a Chash, she has a Reya Sel, and that's when she has to be Masber herself. But before that, in a Hanami, there's no reason for herself to be Masber herself. The Moshe Lamaisa went that Me'ikr Hadin, we pass like Tashach. However, many Paiskim brought down that it is Roy Lahachmir, like the Pashtus of the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, after the Mechaber brings down the Rambam of the Rosh, calls Man Shin Lavesa Tzichi Bidikal O'ilam Koidim Tashmish, Vachat Tashmish, Varamba Matrach Shigam Abal Yivdigat Mechat Tashmish. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein Tzichin Livdik Atmam Acher Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. You don't have to be boidik yourself, you just have to do a kinuach every time. Which is the chur estir min eubay. Effect of sidratario. Do you have to check every time, or do you not have to check every time? So theoretically, you could be mechalik between a bedik and a kinuach. Sidratario was loin ochis, was loin nichale to be mechalik between them. Where do we find that there's a chilik? The chur, if you have to check, you have to check. So memeli is magia, and the truth is that it's mefurish in the Rambam, who is the makor for this halacha, and mefurish like his ago, that ain't tzrichim livdei ka'edim achar kol tashmish v'tashmish. That means if they're mishamish more than once in a night, they do not have to be boidik the edim every single time after the tashmish. So let it check in the morning. Ulamachar tzrichim adika v'umatu dam t'meyo. And they only have to check in the morning. And the tshuva me'av over here brought down the pisa tshuva, clears maybe the bedika kreid in tashmish also, you don't have to check. And the shaila is, what's the pshapachal? How does it make any sense that one should have a chiv to do a bedika, and nevertheless not to check it before tashmish? If you have a chiv to do bedika, then you should have to check it. So the truth is that the achrein already ma'ur this. The Chavas Das here brings down the Sifkat and Beis. He says that loy motzinu in the mechaber and the ramah, whether or not there's a chiv to be boidik to be mishamish la'or aner, which means to be boidik the edim before the tashmish or not. It's not mefurish in the mechaber and the ramah whether or not there's a chiv to be boidik the edim. And he says betim atzalim machlekes rishenim. According to Rashi and Tosfos, you don't have to check. It's mefurish in Rashi and Daf Tazayin. And according to other rishenim, Rav rishenim, the Ramban, the Ritzvah, the Rashba, the Ran, they all hold that you have to check beforehand. Mamele says telling this machlekes. If you look at the Mekor Maim Chaim on the side of the Gilyon, he's matmiya on the Chavas Das, and he says bechlal not. He says Rashi and Tosfos that said you don't have to be ma'ayim beforehand. That was going in the Gemara that we all had an issue with. We didn't understand exactly what the pshat is. It says migu deboi bedika letairis, boi nami bedika lebailo, and everybody asks the reason why you need a bedika letairis is because to see whether or not the tashmish was gerem dam. Why should you need a bedika before tashmish? L'chor, there's no svar to be choshish whatsoever. Nevertheless, there's a chiv bedika. Rashi seems to learn that in a chanami, the bedika before tashmish also, the whole reason is only because of tairis. Lebailo just means before the ma'isa tashmish, which is lebailo. But in a chanami, the chashash is only the tairis. Once you're doing it after for tairis, or do it before in the tairis to know when the dam started. But in a chanami, there's no real chashash al lebailo. Mamela, Rashi holds, and she says like, that you only have to check it the next day, because there's no real chashash lebailo. The whole chashash is the tairis. So check it the next day. That is the chura, zman miyuchad, since tashmish could be gurim, you want to know, was it the tashmish that was gurim, or was the taka from beforehand? Once you have the gurim, am I going to be tailored automatically in the tashmish, or no? Did the taka come beforehand? Then I can't be tailored, I have to be chayshish from beforehand. However, if you hold, like Rav Rishonim, that the bedika is lebailo, it's not letairis, then in a chanami, there's no tzad in the velt l'chur that you shouldn't have to be boidik. That if the bedika is labayla, which bizmaninu, certainly the bedika is labayla, there's no migu anymore, and if you're telling me that you have to do bedika kredim tashmish, then it's only labayla, then l'chur, there's no tzad that you shouldn't have to check. And that's bet somehow, Shochan Harav says, ain't lahokal, l'shamish b'li bedika, he says, certainly ain't lachol not to be mishamish without checking it, because the whole bedika be'etzem is only lebailo. Mamela, you have to check. And it seems that would be how lachor lidi dan. What's a negea? For us, it's negea, not for a regular bepashas. No one paskins like the machaber, like the machaber shita of the Rambam and the Rush, that you always have to do bedika. So it's only negea really for the first three times that a person is being masked themselves. That's when they're doing bedikas, kerei menachar tashmish. The shaila is, if you're doing bedikas, do you have to check the bedika beforehand or not? So on that, in a chanami, it seems from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, yes, that you would have to be bedik, one should not be mishamish before being bedik. The chura is also a svara of libe nekva uperish. If she's doing a bedika, and he's taking a chance that tomorrow morning we might find that there was something on the bedika beforehand, who would take a chance? The same way that the Gemara says that not to do bedika afterwards, because maybe you're going to find that there's a chiyas chatas. Even though there's a tzivoy to do it over here, but lemaisa, no one's going to take the chance to be mishalmish without checking beforehand to see. Lemaisa, that's how Berkowitz goes also, and I think that's how Kamakam place can go. Lemaisa, the one should be boydik the aid beforehand, and not to be mekel and be mishalmish without checking. For these three times, the cholapachet. Now, even though Ramesha is mekel, and he holds meikar adin, that one does not have to be boydik. Ramesha Shita is that Meikar Adin we pass with a shach, that one does not have to be machtik themselves as the Inrei Machas Tashmish. Nevertheless, I do want to point out there's three tshuvas from Ramesha about this. In one of the tshuvas, he nemzon kila achar yad, he's talking about Vesta Mavucha, and in that tshuva, he nemzon kila achar yad, he says that which you said, that l'chol ha-yoyser, it's like a chumrah, that a woman who doesn't have a vest, she should be boydik before and then afterwards. He says, not that you're going to be usher all those days, but just do a bedikah before and afterwards. He says, that's not l'chol ha-yoyser, that's mikra adin, because Rav Preiskim hold not like the shach. That a yisha shein la vest has the chi bedikas. Memela, he says, he names on kilu. He says kilachar yad rei paisim hold not like the shach. However, in his other tshuvas, he goes on that in echnami it's not meikar adin. Rather, it's only a roi lahachmir. Now, even though Ramesha lamaisa goes that it's roi lahachmir and it's not meikar adin, however, that's all before a woman passes by her yemei aves. However, Ramesha's machmir in chile gimel nun. Simen Nun, he's machmer that a woman that passes by all her vestas, she doesn't have a vest kavua, and she passes by, she has a haflaga for 28 days, and her yema chodesh, she passes by her haflaga of 28, she passes by her yema chodesh, she passes by her inabeinus, she's a free bird, right? There's no chiv. She passed by all her days, no chiv of dikas buklal, the chodesh, she's okay. Says her Moshe, no way. The whole svar of inabeinus, he says, is v'chila oilam leitira, kivan the ishazu bas damimi, and there's a svar of echila oilam leisira. So mameila in a chanami she's aser lebaila. She has a chiyuv to mevar lebaila that she's still becheskes tarasa. And he holds that always. Anytime that you pass by the vest until she knows that she's expecting or she's misulekes dam for any other reason, she's a chiyuv bedika koydam tashmish. And after tashmish she has to be machzik herself that she's not a rei machas tashmish. And now three times after day 31 and she passed by all her vestas, then she's machzik herself. She doesn't have to be worried that she's Rei Machas Tashmish. However, she always has to do bedika beforehand. A regular bedika, Chernes Dokin, Bismichas Ayesi Gdela. However, Lamaisa, the Paiski is my Nenu, we're not Makabo this Chumra, and Meikar Adin in Achanami Lachurro, Loi Matinu in Chazal and Rishenim, that once you pass by, you may have vest, you have what to be Chayshish for. However, since there is the Svara and there is the Taina of Ramesha that Isha Zubaz Damimi and Mechil Oilam Letira, she's not expecting as far as she knows. She's probably going to get her vest at some time over the near future. Mamela, Reberkowitz, and others say that it's a good idea, Lacholapach has to do a external kinuach, not a bedika, but an external kinuach with Big Day Tzivainim just to see if there's something going on. That way, even if there's a little bit of dam, it's not going to be Matamar, it has been a kesem on Big Day Tzivainim. However, it's hard to say that she's an oinis. If chas v'chalila something happens, it's hard to say that she's an oinis if all her yemei aves pass by and she's not expecting, and it's one of these days, then it's a good chance that it's coming over the near future. A person wouldn't be an oinis if they're totally oblivious and they didn't check b'chalal. So at least check to see if there's anything going on. One, l'chur, it's mutal, want to do it. However, bedika in a chanami, most paisim don't go like Ramesha that you have a chiv bedika. What's that? No. In general, this is bichlal in general a good idea. It's any time that a person has a chashash. Really, this is a bichlal a good idea. There's many times throughout a woman's life that she doesn't know when to expect her vest. That means bichlal, a woman doesn't know what to expect her vest if she doesn't have a vest kavua. Sometimes she's going to see between 28 and 32. She doesn't know when. The seder, she always knows to be careful. In those days, it's always a good idea to do an external kinuach beforehand just to make sure that nothing is going on. And similarly, when a woman is nursing. And this could be, and not every time that a woman is nursing does it have the same, is the past experience is not indicative of future results. And therefore, not always a woman when she's nursing, she doesn't know, is she not going to get her vest b'chal? Is she going to get her vest every 2 months? Is she going to get her vest every month? And since she can't really know, so therefore, until she figures out, at least for this time, what her pattern is, then it's always kedai to just do an external kinuach before and to make sure that there's nothing going on. It's not a big deal, it's not a bidika, and it's not, at least a woman knows what's going on. I spoke to somebody from Tarenu, one of the Rabbanim, one of the heads, and I was talking to him about somebody that is nursing and who nursed clean last time, and this time they were seeing like every 2 or 3 weeks, and L'chor didn't make any sense. So I asked him and he says, no, that could be, there's no, just because one time it's like this, one time it's like that, it's not a riot. And therefore, a person can't always know. It's kedai to figure out each time what it is that the person is doing. And the simplest way to do that is with an external kinuach. Now, even if we paskin, not like the shach, once again, mi'ikra adin, nevertheless, there is something which is l'chara, mafurish, even according to the shach, that a person has to be mafsik themselves. And that is like the chavazas brings down over here, the pesachuvah brings down from the chavazas, if there's a reyes l'fanecho. According to the shach, shan, and the rif, the only time that a woman has to be masking herself is when she has a reyeso. When she has that reyeso, zikr, she has a chiyuv to masking herself. What's considered a reyeso? So now, we'll see Be'ez Hashem when we get to Kuf Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, that the din of Reya Machmas Tashmish is only if she saw Adam, we're only going to be masking a woman as a Reya Machmas Tashmish if she saw Adam immediately after Tashmish. Now, we're not Bikim, and what immediately is, says the Ramah, therefore we have to be Machmer. How much do we have to be Machmer? Some people say 15 seconds, some people say half a minute, all the way up to half an hour is the range. A few seconds to half an hour is basically the range of most paiskim. The Pasha says the Chorot shouldn't be more than 15-20 seconds. Is already out of the shayla of Einan Avikim. Either way, that a woman is not going to be considered Reya Machmas Tashmish. However, whether or not it's considered a Reyesa, says the Chavis Das, even if a woman is not considered Reya Machmas Tashmish, but if she sees 2 hours later, she's the shamash at 11 o'clock, at 1 o'clock in the morning, she gets her vest. Then there's a reyes l'fanecha that maybe could be that it was the tashmish that caused it. Because it came within pretty closely, it's pretty closely related, and it came very shortly after the ma'aseh tashmish. Mamela is a reyes, and a woman has to be masik herself midina in such a case. Now, what's considered, he says, afilu muflig mina tashmish. What's considered muflig? Is muflig considered 2 days later? What's muflig? So most Pesachim seem to understand the lashon of the Chavis Das is anytime that night. The mashmash of the Pesachim is once it's the morning already, then that's already considered muflik. Now it's a little bit difficult. Let's say you mashamash at 11 o'clock and mashamash at 4 o'clock in the morning. So always it's considered 6:15 is considered whatever it is. 4:58 is considered whenever Nate says that's considered the morning. That's already could be that that's 20 minutes afterwards. Could be that it's not. It sounds like the meshach of the zman. It's not exactly clear what's considered. Obviously, if a woman is mishamish at 4:35, and if she saw it at 4:58, even if it's after Nate, l'chari, that's pretty close by, that would be considered a reyeso. The standard case of the next morning, that wouldn't be considered a reyeso. However, over the night, it seems to most paiskim that the archaish, that's a reyeso. Now, bepashtis, this is only if she has a real re'iyah. Not if she finds a kesem afterwards. If she wakes in the morning, she finds a kesem, or she finds that after Tashmish 2 hours later, whatever it is, a kesem is not a re'iyah, that's not considered a re'iyah, because the chashash is she's a re'iyah machmas tashmish. And this is not considered a re'iyah, kesem doesn't have the chomer of re'iyah. Even if a bedika does, but since a kesem doesn't, you can't be kaveh avestas ayidei ksamim, ayidei re'iyah, ayidei bedika, you could be. We saw if it happens 3 times. Memela, a kesem does not have the chomer, the pashtis of, we'll have to see this in Kufei Zayin, of a re'iyah, it wouldn't be a re'iyah, and Bepashas also, she would be muteris as long as it's a big deed, and it's not enough to be considered a re'iyah. That's the end of Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is the Chiddush of the Trumas Hadeshen. Isho Shein Aroya Befochus Miyud Al Yom Machar Tzvilotso Avalach Yud Al Yom Eilo Keva Ad Yud Al Yom Dina Kedisha Sheish Loveset. The halacha is Bepashas, this is coming off of the halacha that was mentioned beforehand, that Isho Shein Loveset has the Chiyuv B'dikus. However, says the Trumas Hadeshen, you're considered, even a woman that doesn't have a vest, but if she never sees before day 26, then until day 26, she's considered Isha Sheish Levestet. She's not going to need B'dikas before day 26, only after day 26. Now, was this only said with regard to the Chiyuv B'dikas, or was it said in regard to other things also? Lemashal, we mentioned this in Siman Kuf Tzadi. What's the halacha of a woman who always sees after day 31? She sees 32, 39, 36, 31, 37, 39. She always sees after the day of Einu Beinus. What's the halacha? Does she have to be chayish for Einu Beinus or not? Is it considered, even though she doesn't have a ves kavua, but maybe it's considered as she never sees before the time of Einu Beinus, so melo, she has no chiv to be chayish for Einu Beinus. The same way that a woman that has a ves kavua for 33 doesn't have to be chayish for Einu Beinus. So too, if you have a ves kavua that you never see before 33, even if it's not kavua for a specific day, in a chanami, then you don't have to be chayish for a oinabin. So it's a machlekes apaiskim. The Imre Baruch here in the Hagois on this tif, he brings down that the shells v'tshuvas maril seems to be maskim. This is in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We'll see this maril. It's the famous bedikas maril. Certain things. There's a vest trumas hadeshen, which is our tif. There's a chavas das. Everybody knows. It's beis meir. It's called the bedikas maril, as we'll see in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. In that tshuva, he says it's the mashmois of the maril, who was one of the rishonim, the later rishonim. Is that in a chanami it works even benegiah to ein abeninis, you don't have to be chayshish. However, he says if you look at the Trumas Hadeshen inside, that's not the mashmas of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Sidrei Taira, he also at the beginning he names on that in a chanami you do not have to be chayshish for ein abeninis, and then at the end it seems that he's madche that no, the Trumas Hadeshen only said this benegiah to bedikas, that you're considered an isha shayes lavetet benegiah to the chiyuv bedikas and you're not mechayev to bedikas. Because if you look at the Trumas Hadeshen inside, he says Befrater, there's many shitas that hold. You never have to do bedikas if you have no veset. So Mela will be mitzaref this tilu that to be considered a veset, you don't have to be choishish. However, Ramoshin is tshuva. He has a long tshuva about this. Chelik Beis Ayin Beis, and he names on Kipshutai that the Trumas Hadeshen did not say this only with regard to bedikas, even with regard to Ein Abeninus, and a woman that always sees after day 31 does not have to be choishish for Ein Abeninus. He got to go to that Einabinus is Chavaz Das, 31. Which says the woman doesn't have to be Chayish for Einabinus. Shulam Zalman goes like this, also Allah Lamaisa, Shulchan Shulam is brought down, he goes like this, that he does not have to be Chayish for Einabinus. However, many, many places came, even earlier places came, the Crazy Placey, the Chavaz Das is Chalik with Kifas. He holds that in a Chanami, there's a. Even in when a woman is always sees after day 31, she still has to be Chayish for Einabinus. And Mamela, many places say that way. However, there are kama places that say that even if you're going to be chayish for Ein Abeninus, you don't have to be chayish for the chumras, for the placey, for the chavaz das, which is lechura, one can certainly rely on these achrenim for that. So even if you want to be machmer, I know that there are some paiskim that are mekel straight up. We had somebody in the chabura that asked his rav, was negel alach lemaisa, and his rav says, yeah, in chanami, you don't have to be chayish. You always saw after day 31. However, even if you're going to be machmer, lechura, you wouldn't have to be machmer for all the chumras of the Chavaz Das, just for the Iker Dedino of the Oina Beninus, day 30, which is how we raise the Paskin, and only that Oina wouldn't have to be the all the 24 hours, and not for the Chavaz Das. Now, how is one Kaveh of Estrumas Hadeshen? That is a little bit unclear. Isha Shein Arayev Fach Midal Yamin. When? For 3 months? For 6 months? For 4 years? For 10 years? What creates a Estrumas Hadeshen? It's not clear, Bechlal. If you look at the Sidri Tari that we saw last month in Kuf Pei Tes, he's medayik from the Mechaber that 3 times is enough. He says the reason why after Yechayish Rayin Abeninus is because she saw on day 30, 32, and 34. But if she would have seen on day 31, 32, and 34, she wouldn't have to be Yechayish Rayin Abeninus. Why? Because she always sees after day 30. What do you mean? It only happened 3 times. 31, 32, 34. Before in the Sidrei Taira, that 3 times is enough. However, Kama Poiskim can say that it's not enough and has to be Zman Mimushach. That's what they say from Liyashiv. But Shani Zalangazon holds that way. That's to be Zman Mimushach. But that's also not clear what Zman Mimushach. Some people say that it's a year. It's to be a long time. Some people say it's a half a year. But 3 times wouldn't be considered enough. But Lachur, there's a big Nafkamina also between it. If you hold that 3 times creates a Vestrumas Hadeshin, what happens if the 4th time she sees? She always never sees before day 26. What does that mean? Last month she saw 29, this month she saw 20. 3 months ago she saw 26, then she saw 29, then she saw 27. Now this month she sees 22. Is that it? She's over with her vest. She was already broken. So the poskim that hold that she needs a longer time to be kaveh, so then they hold that it's more kvias, and you need her 3 times to show that she doesn't have that vest anymore. It's not clear. It seems somewhere between 6 months and a year would be considered lechura. This is also something that Mikra Adin, it sounds like I didn't see in Ramosha that he went this way. He seemed to go to Sidra Taru. That 3 times would be enough. That would be considered a vest from a sedation. So certainly somebody that has a vest from a sedation should be mivar with the Rav to see how he paskins, and maybe he doesn't have to be choishish for Oina Benis. Now it's an interesting lesson in the Trumas Hadeshen. Isha Shein Aroya B'pachas Miyudal Ad Yomem Achar Tfilaso. What's Achar Tfilaso? 14 days after the Tfilo. I would say, a woman goes to the mikveh after 12 days, a woman that doesn't see before 26 days. What's 14 days after the Tfilo? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he's medayik from here, the famous sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Harav that we mentioned in the past, that we count vestas not from the beginning of the Re'iyah, but from the last day of the Re'iyah. That means that if a woman sometimes sees 2 days, sometimes she sees 4 days, sometimes she sees 3 days, we don't count from the first day. It's always the Re'iyah is how many days it is from when she finishes the Re'iyah to when she starts again, which she says makes a lot of sense. It's how long it takes the body to fill up. So after you finish letting out the dam, how many days did it take the body to fill up till it lets out the next time? She says that's the chura, it's meduyik over here in the Shuvah Sedeshin. Why? Because the Zman Tvila, if you go from the Zman of the Re'iyah, so then sometimes she might see for 2 days, sometimes she sees for 4 days. So when she goes to the mikvah, it's sometimes after 9 days, and sometimes after 11 days. It's not always going to be the same amount of time. Memela, only if you go from the last day, then it's always going to be the same amount of time, because you count 7 days from the end of the vest. And he says, even lefi the way that we paskin bizmanenu, that you count 5 days before your 7 days, still is going to be a case. What happens if a woman's going to see for 6 days? Then she sees she's only going to count 6 days and 7 days from the end of her 6 days. So the tefillah is sometimes she's going to start counting after 5 days, and sometimes she's going to start counting after 6 days. So mamela, the meshach zman of the Re'iyah is always going to be different depending on whether you count from the beginning of the vest, or if you count from the beginning of the vest. Sometimes it's going to be a less amount of days after the Re'iyah, sometimes it's going to be more amount of days after Re'iyah to the Tefillah. If you always count from the end of the vest, it's always going to be the same amount of days in the Re'iyah. I'm not exactly sure how this cheshbon makes sense, l'maisa. At the end of the day, if a woman sees for 2 days, then she has to wait till 5 days to start counting. Then it's going to be that her Yom Tefillah is 10 days after she finished her vest. However, she sees for 5 days, then her Leil Tefillah is 7 days after the end of the vest. Not exactly clear. He's sort of Bavar and Zetayich Varev over here. But that's an interesting diuk in the lashon of the... Why did the Trumas Hadeshan say this? Lachar, interesting diuk. La'alach L'mayis, we do not pass in this way. We go from the beginning of the vest. That's always how we count. Maybe the reason why he said Leil Tefillah... Yudal Yom Achat Tefillah. We saw such a lashon in the Gemara, if I don't remember. On the Aflam Tess, the Gemara says that a woman that sees Tesvav Yoim Achar Tfilasa, Shehim Chav Beis L'Riyasa. The Gemara names on that we refer to the amount of time as how many days after the Tfilah, as opposed to how many days really after the Riyah. The Allah Lamais, like we said, we go from always the beginning of the Riyah. Sif Dalid, Yesh La'adam L'Aniach Hasishtei Shetivdek Be'et Shaloi, Mitach Shenemenes Al Shaloi, Nemenes Al Shaloi. A woman is these bedikos that the husband and wife do, so then husband is allowed to have his wife check the bedikah. The same way she's neman on her own bedikah, she's neman on his bedikah. And the shaila is, then what's the chiddush? L'chora, why shouldn't you be neman? It's a eidech and nisurin. He's neman klapi himself. It's only gidli misal ba'alma. There's no cheska sister. It's only gidli misal ba'alma. What's the tzad? He shouldn't be neman. That she shouldn't be neman. So the truth is that if you look at the Beis Meir says he's medayik. Yesh la adam laniach has ishtei shetivdek in achnami. Only his wife should be baidik, he shouldn't be baidik. She's neman klapi him, but he's not neman klapi her. Asadin masafra, she's neman, he's not neman. And that's what he asked. And asked, what do you mean? Why shouldn't he be neman? He's loigar from Eidech on Emi Yisurin. And it's only Gilim Mils Balma. It's not exactly clear what it means. And what's Bechla? What does it mean? Mitoich she nemenes al shelo, nemenes al sheloi. That's why she's nemenes, because since she's neman klapi herself, she's neman klapi him. It sounds like since this is negiah, her bedik is negiah to both of them, and his bedik is negiah to both of them, she's neman to both of them. And if it's not negiah to her bechlal, then she's not neman. The halacha is that a suma is mar lechavrisel. A suma that can't see what her bedik is, she's allowed to show it to somebody else, another lady. And the lady is able to paskin. We'll see in kupeches exactly, or a lady is allowed to paskin. Can you have a, what are they called? Yoetzet? Bodeket? Whatever. What are they called? That they have the woman that they check the bedikas. Is that a problem? Not the Chur B'Pashas, not. B'Pashas, they have an emunis. It's not exactly clear what the chiddush of this mechaber is. We'll see exactly where this applies, b'chulu. It's not so simple. Sif hey, imra sadam achas dashmish shalish pamim retufim asu l'shamish l'oilim v'yitabal v'yizbar b'simish achar zeh. This din is, the whole din of Rei Machas Tashmish, that she becomes usher to her husband, is only if it's three times in a row. Shalish pamim retufim. However, as we'll see in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, even if it's not three times in a row, it could be that we're going to be choishish for the times in between. If a woman sees every 6 months Rei Machas Tashmish, then we'll be choishish every 6 months. That should be Rei Machas Tashmish. She's not going to be asur labayla. However, she will be usher on those days that she's ruggled to see. That is the end of Simen Kuf Pei Vav. Akdama to the halachas of Ksami of Dam Besulim, which is really one sif in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We saw the sugya on the Samach Dal Amid Beis and Samach Hamid Beis, and it's a little bit difficult to understand what's chat in the sugya. First of all, the Mishnah starts off, Tinekish Leigi Yazman Aliris Venisis. Bisham Yemenis Lab Relis, Bisilam Ran Shetich Yamaka. Aksano, as the Gemara says, whether she's seen in the past, whether she's not seen in the past, she has Achetich Yamaka according to Beis Hillel, according to Bisham, she has 4 nights. If it's Yigi Yazman Aliris, she's a Nair already. Then we have another Machlaikis, Bisham Yemenis Lab Relis, Bisilam Ran Matei Shabbos Lab Relis. Bisham says, goes down a notch, a Nair Shiroso, a Nair, she has 4 nights, she has 1 night, and Bisil says she has 4 nights. Rasa Besavio, if she's a Nairish, a Rasa, Bishami says, Nesla Bilas Mitzvah, Bisalem Kalalakula. Bishami says, you only get one Bia, that we're Taylor's Adam, and Bisil says, no, the whole night we're Taylor's Adam. Now, Lachura, what's Bishami the Bishami? Bisil is very Muvan, we give you Achetich Yamaka. Why should Bishami hold that we don't give you Achetich Yamaka? Lachura, the halacha is that by Rasa Machmas Tashmish, a woman that sees damachas tashmish, that if she has a makah, she goes to bodeka, and the bodeka says, you have a makah, we're tailing the makah. So why over here are we not tailing the makah? We should be tailing ad shetichya makah. If we know that it's not choysa makah, why, according to Beis Shammai, are we not tailing the makah? So the Mishnah Achreina here in the Mishnayis, he says, he brings down bet in the Lashon that we saw in the Rush, that people are not bekeim in all the chiluki adinim. And people are not mechalik between Rosa and Loi Rosa, and between Nairo and not Nairo. Memeila, Beishami was Gezer, Loi Higiyaz Mano, Otu Higiyaz Mano, Oketana, Otu Higiyaz Mano, and Loi Rosa, Otu Rosa. And Memeila, that's why they're more machmer, Bidar Abanon, they're machmer because people aren't mechalik. And even though Mi'ikra didn't, we should give you Achachai Samako. However, they were Gezer, and they were more machmer. The Shail is, then what's the share of Dala Lilis? Where does Dala Lilis come in, Bukhlal? See, more Machmer. What does Dala Lilis have to do with anything? And there's another shayla, even according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel that does hold of Achetich Yamaka, how come when it comes to a Naira, they only give you Dala Lilis? Why don't we give you Achetich Yamaka? So the Ran in Shavuot, he's Mesiachas to these Nekudas, and he says in a Hanami, he says that a Naira, Kivin Shigil Yimeir Nurim, he says, Ein Pischa Tzar Kolkach, Umestama Ba'ar Balilis Chayis Yamaka. Says, you're right, there's a difference. Iktano, she has Achachai Samaka, could be 30 nights. However, a Naro, since Ein Pischa Tzar Kolkach, Mislam in 4 nights, she's already healed. And he says, by Geres, Kivin Shanas Nismatu Bisulel, Hilkach Vade Balala Achas Kalukulum. He says, by Geres, you have to presume that in 1 night she's already finished. The Shaila is, though, what's the difference between an Irish Rosa and an Irish Lay Rosa then, according to Hillel. Hillel is saying that we give you, when you're a Ktana, we give you Achachai Samako. But when you're a Nairo, then, Ein Pischa Tzar Kolkach, we give you 4 nights. So how come by an Irish Rosa we only give you 1 night? What's the pshat that, where's the Chara, the Makan to be Mechalik Bechlal? And Bechlal, 4 nights is very schwer to understand. What's the pshat in 4 nights? Four nights doesn't mean four tashmishim. Four nights means four nights. That means they can be mishamish 20 times in four nights. And nevertheless, we tell you that four nights, you have four nights. Regardless of what his situation is, whether it's 20 times or whether it's four times, mistamut chai samaka afterwards. Where's the lechur? It shouldn't be telling nights. It should be amount of tashmishim, maybe it should be telling. Lechur, where does the four nights come in from? Bifrata, there's a way to tell. Ech shechai samaka. Why do we give you four nights? Mistama, that's when it was chai samaka. We have a way to know. The Gemara tells us how to know. She sits down, calls man shalei pasul machas tashmish according to Shmuel, calls man shalei cheres according to Rav. We have ways to check out whether or not she's pasul machas tashmish, whether or not it's chai samaka. Why should we not give you until it's chai samaka? L'chura, it's mevur, that even though there's the svar, like the Ran says, that there's less besulim or less dam besulim as she gets older, but it's more than that. We're chayshish also, the older a woman gets, the more of a chashash we have that there's dam nidus. And memela, a woman that's rasa, there's a bigger chashash that there's dam nidus than a woman that's not rasa. L'chur mevur that way. Where would be the makin to be mechalik between a narish a rasa and a narish a lay rasa? If you tell me that you need four nights for it to heal, so then lechur even a narish are also. Elamai, you're right. We need more time, but we're chayshish. There's another chashash here. In addition to the fact that there's less besulim, zikr, there's also a chashash that there's maybe dam besulim, that is, there's dam nida that we have to contend with. Memela, we're more machmer by a narish are also than a narish are also. The truth is, the Ran over there, he says, kibin shadomim mitzuyim bo, ein naisin lo ela oisa lai lebuvad. Since domim mitzuyim, we give you ay lemaisa lechur is loy chayis amako. No, since domim mitzuyim we're more machmer. But the shaila is, why is it different than the case of roya machmas tashmish? Roya machmas tashmish, it's really domim mitzuyim, but we're talking about a lady who's 32 years old. She's getting her vest for 20 years. Every month she's getting her vest. She does ain lo vest, and maybe she doesn't have vest kavua. Every month she gets her vest. She's 32 years old. Achmon atzan, she sees roya machmas tashmish. Gemara says im yesh lamako teilu v'makoso. She has a maka, she's allowed to be tailored in makasa. That means, dama mitzuyim bo. Every month she gets her vest. And even so, we're allowed to be tailored in a maka. So how come by a mitzuyim we're not tailored in a maka? What's that is that we're not tailored in a maka? You're right, dama mitzuyim bo. And you're right that it's ain't pischotar kokach. But we have ways to check whether or not it's a maka. Once you know it's a maka, you should be able to be tailored in it. So the truth is, we saw that the Rosh betim is more than nekudo. The Rosh says, he asks on the maskana sagamara. The Gemara says, ends off on itzamachim ibeis. Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu Halacha Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Perish, and that's what it says. The Sanyo Rabbi Seinu Chos Runinu Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Perish. The Maskanas HaGemara is, forget all the shittas that are brought down in the Mishnah between a Ktara and a Nero and Rav that says Bregeris. The Halacha is across the board Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Perish. You have to perish afterwards. In fact, Alav Yishreinim Farvos. Why were they machmer more than the Mishnah? The Mishnah thought that the Shir more good. What happens that Chos Rabbi Seinu Vanimnu not to go like that? And Rav Shmuel goes like that, Halacha L'maisa. Says the Rosh, don't tell me that the reason is because I'm chayshish that maybe there's dam nida there. He says, because when a woman that's Raya Machmas Tashmish, and we know for sure that there's dam over here, and it could very well be that it's dam nida, nevertheless we're tailing a mako. So by besulim that we know for sure that there's a peta over here, we know for sure that there's a mako over here, certainly we should be tailing a mako. You can't tell me that shash is as dam nida. Agav v'maim rambuzgar, this happens to be very telling to Mekuvtadi, but there's a question that everybody has to ask, and that is, if a woman is mishamish and she finds dam, it either became machmas tashmish with a hargasha, or it came because of a makra. So you have a suffix derais over here. So how could it be tailored in a makra? You don't know for sure. Tailored be makasa. We have no raya bebrirus that it came from the makra. So how do you know for sure it came from the makra? Lechur, you have a suffix derais over here. Maybe she had a hargasha and it came from the makar, or maybe it came from the makra. How could it be tailored? Basim, this is really a question that you have to ask on every bedikah. Every bedikah that a woman finds dam, she goes to bodeka, and the bodeka finds dam. Well, her, you have a safek d'oraisa over here. Maybe it came out by Gosho, maybe it didn't come out by Gosho, it came from the mako. How could it be mako? Lachur, it's safek d'oraisa. This is the Chavos Das that we saw in Kuftadi. Not for now. But that's certainly something that has to be contended with. Says the Rosh, so what is the reason of the Chumrah? What's Takap Shan in the Chumrah that we're machmer that all women are also achar b'yas mitzvah? Zokter, like we said from the Mishnah Achreina, he's really quoting the Rosh. That not every chassan knows what the halachas are. And Mimele is not mechal between Ktana and Anara and Anara Shirah and Anara Shalera and a Begeris. They can't be mechal between them. There's five different chiluki yadinim. There's a Ktana, Anara Shirah, Anara Shalera, Begeris Shirah, Begeris Shalera. All different chiluki yadinim within a 6.5 month span, depending on the stage of the girl. Not everybody knows the chilukim. Not only that, chassan yitzri teikfai. What does he mean to say? L'chur, if a Pasha needs to say, is that even if he knows what the halachas are, But his wife is a Nari Shara also. She says, listen here, my friend got married last night to a Nari Shara also. And she got 4 nights, right? Why did she get 4 nights? Because I know the Ran and Shuas. 4 nights, so it's Tichya Maka. So all of a sudden she's a Nari Shara also, all of a sudden it's going to take less time to be Tichya Maka? No way. I don't think so. Chazan needs to take fight. Mamela, he's not going to be Mechalek. So what did they do? They gave everybody the same halacha. Everybody has the same halacha. Which halacha? Chumr Sheva Chamurim. The biggest, the most chumr halacha of a Begera Sherasa, that Rav says, Nesel Abiyas Mitzvah. And Mamela, after Abiyas Mitzvah, everybody's Aser. That only explains, though, if you found Dam, says the Rush. If you found Dam, then we give you just one beer. Let's say you didn't find Dam. Then there's the no reason to ask you. Yeah, there's no any Chazal didn't just have an Indian to ask a person after. They asked a person because of them, Basulim. However, Lachura, if your woman didn't find them, then there's no reason to ask you. First episode, they said, Boil Mr. Peres, Mashma, even if you don't find them. Doctor, we're choishish that maybe there was Taka Dam. There must have been Dam, and it got covered over or lost. What Dam is he talking about? Dam Nida? He just said, we're not choishish for Dam Nida. There must have been Dam Basulim that got lost and that got covered over. And that's where we're going to be Machmer. To just appreciate how Machmer Chazal were. They were choishish for somebody that was Mishamish. They didn't find any Dam. That maybe there was Taka Dam. What Dam? Dam Basulim. Dam Basulim was Aser? No, Dam Basulim is not Aser. But nevertheless, they're going to answer you because we have to give the halachas, all the halachas. You're a Nair. You married somebody that's a Nair. The Dam Basulim Basim is not Aser. But we're going to give you the halacha of a begeris. And a begeris passed the mikra adin l'chairish, you should have achachai samako. But nevertheless, we're machmer. So we're giving you, you didn't find dam, we're giving you the halacha of somebody that did find dam, but not dam that's aser, dam basulim. And dam basulim, we're going to ask you like a begeris. And a begeris passed, we should even have more time because achachai samaka. Nevertheless, we're machmer. So chairish, tamua, how much chazal we're machmer. We're a suffix, maybe you had dam, and that dam is not even aser. That's dam and dam basulim. But aside from that, the etzam shan and the rush is Merav Sinegru. And the Sidri Tara asks the kasha. The Sidri Tara says, you said that not everybody's bekiyim in the halachas. You gave everybody the most chamer deka halacha. What's the most chamer deka halacha? Of a begaris shirasa, that she only has bi'at mitzvah. In fact, the Sidri Tara, what does it mean she only has bi'at mitzvah? It says anywhere in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that after bi'at mitzvah you're aser. Never says after bi'as mitzvah you're aser. It says nois nila laila rishin. All the dam that you see in the laila rishin is dam besulim. After that, if you see dam, you're going to be aser. But if you don't see dam after that, you're mutter. She calls up the rabbi after the bi'as mitzvah. I found dam. Rav says mazel tov. Make a bracha shetzal gevis began eden. And am I mutter tomorrow night? Yeah, mutter tomorrow night. It doesn't say anywhere that you're aser. L'chur, that's all the shiurim in the Mishnah when it says that we have dala leilos. What happens after Dala Leilis? Bang, after Dala Leilis, you turn Aser? No, Dala Leilis means any dam that Rashi says. Kol dam, afila reya, amina dam besulimu. Any dam that you find in these Dala Leilis, we're telling dam besulim. After the Dala Leilis, if you find dam, you're going to be Aser. But if you don't find dam, you're mutter. You're mutter until you find dam. So where did the Rosh get it from? Where did the Rosh get it from Bechlal that there is a din of Prisha Achad B'yaz Mitzvah? He says we gave everybody the most chamer din of Besula. Rav didn't say Besula Yafil Perish. Amar Rav, Begeres Nechla Lala Rishin, Vani Mila Sherosa, Avarosa, Ein Lala B'yaz Mitzvah. You only have B'yaz Mitzvah. It doesn't say that you have to be Perish after B'yaz Mitzvah. The Dam that you see during B'yaz Mitzvah, that's what's Aser. After that, it's not Aser. Where does it ever say Yafil Perish? The truth is, it's Mefurish like this in the Balamar. The Baal Mar speaks this out, Mamash Lahedin Shara Prisha Izvav, and Sidra Tara brings it down by Hemshich. He says, Lo Yhuzker Prisha B'Mishnaseinu Klal. It doesn't say anywhere, not after Dala Leilis, not after Chayis HaMakah, not after Bilas Mitzvah, not after Lala Rishin. It doesn't say anywhere that there's a Chiv Prisha. He says, Acher Ka Chozu Rabbi Seinu V'Nimnu V'Chmiru, that you also have to be Purish. But it doesn't say, you can't tell me that the reason is because we gave everybody the biggest halacha. He obviously is learning a different way. But the Rush that said that we gave everybody the most chamer de kalacha, the most chamer de kalacha is not to be purged afterwards. The most chamer kalacha is that you, the dam besulim, we're only tailored for one night. After that, you're mutter. If you see dam, we're going to be, have to be chesh, dam nidah. We never became also afterwards. So the truth is that Rabban Sretzky made a very good deek in the Rajba. The Rajba says like this. The Rajba says that the Gemara says, after we paskin halacha lamaisa, Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Perish. So Rabbi Abba said, Elameyato, Baal nefesh la yegmer biyasei. A baal nefesh should not be gemer in biyah. If you're choishish so much, then you shouldn't even do a biyah gemura. You're so choishish that you don't get achachay samach. You don't get anything. One biyah. So then do just break the basula and that's it. Be perish. Gemara says in kein libe nekvu perish. In fact, the Rajba, I don't understand. Why doesn't he ask it on the Mishnah? Beishamai says that by an Arish Arasa, why did he only ask it on the Rabbi Seinu? He should have asked it on the Mishnah. The Rabbi Seinu, what he says, I'll quote his Lashon from the Rajba, just because it's from Rav Sanhedrin. Says the Rajba, V'koshali, my kashali, why did Rabbi Abba have a more shver tvei av Rabbi Seinu bimas nisan? Diktoni b'tineke she'igiyaz mayna liris v'rasa, v'yol b'yos mitzvah u'perish. Diktoni, boil bilas mitzvah uperish. Kinnir, he had the girsa in the Mishnah of uperish. Or at least he learned that way in the Mishnah of uperish. The shel is mechatesi. The first thing is that if you look at the Rush inside, in our girsa, the Rush quotes the entire Mishnah, he does not have the girsa of uperish. But more than that, if you look at the Sidra Tara quotes this Rajba, actually. Sidra Tara quotes this Rajba afterwards, and he says, Tamili, where did the Rajba get this from? Where is it Husker? Loy Husker be Mishnah Seinu, Prisha Baklal. Kinnir, that the Rajba learned that into the Mishnah. Mehechatesi learned that into the Mishnah. Meilis a little bit shver. So for real, two shailas. What happens that Chazal were so machmer, even when you didn't find dam, they were going to choishes that maybe there was dam besum, which in and itself is not really usher. It's only usher after something else. And mechlal, the whole shot that we give is that everybody gets the most chamer dekalach of a begeres. A begeres, nowhere does it say that there's a chiyah prisha. So the truth is, if you look at the other Rishonim, they give a totally different shot. Everybody, all the Rishonim are bothered by this question: why were Chazal Rabbi Seinu v'nimnu to usher a woman after the Bias Mitzvah? We don't find that in the Mishnah. Vasepis that Rabbi Seinu were machmer. Says the Rajba, says the Ran, that in Chanami were choishish. He says the first thing is, he gives two reasons, says the Rajba. First of all, by Besula, if you didn't find, he says, talking about, even if you didn't find Dam Besulim, were choishish for Atoya. The Sidra Tara asked the Gemara's before that were not choishish for Atoya. If a woman is boil, if somebody is boil and they don't find dam, and they find dam the second time, we pass them that she's tummy at the end of the day. Because we're not chesh for the atoya. Which I didn't understand the question really. Maybe lekula we're not chesh for atoya, but lechomer yar chesh for atoya. Okay. So the ikar reason is, what's the reason why you're usher after the bias mitzvah? Because maybe using the tsar of a dam nido. Could be that together with the dam is dam nido, and we merely have to be choshish that, merely have to perish afterwards. Now lechera, we have shver, the Rosh's kasha. What's that is that we don't give? We know that if somebody has Riyah Machas Tashmish, even if she mamish saw a Riyah Machas Tashmish, we're able to be tailored if she has a Mako. How come Besula is no different? Says the Rajba, there's a big chilik between Besula and a Riyah Machas Tashmish. A Besula, it's a one-time thing. She has a Mako and a one-time thing. After this, if we ask her, she'll be fine after this. However, Riyah Machas Tashmish, if we're not going to be tailored in a Mako, then she's going to be a Surah Labai Lalo'ilam. That we're not going to do. Mamela will be able to be tailored a makkah. We'll be makel to be tailored a makkah. However, by a besula, we're not going to be tailored. Not every time that a woman has a makkah, we're going to be tailored. If a woman is going to come as levarlo, then we'll be tailored. But just for besula, it's a one-time thing. We're not going to be tailored. Lachor is mavur like this in the Ramban. The Ramban says la halacha lemaisa. He says in Hilchos Nidah Gimel Test. He says habayla to besula afilu haysa ketanish leyegiyas man aliris. Even if she's mamash never seen and she's a ketano. Boil bilas mitzvah v'gim v'yaser perish. V'yeshevas shivas nakim v'achas shivsek adam k'sharayis mikana talomad she'in telin b'mako. Mikana talomad she'in telin b'mako. You're not telin b'mako. She'in lecho mako g'deilu min ha'ktana she'nivila v'adam she'is menu v'achmas abilo. There's no mako that's g'deilu from Adam b'sulim. Mikan rayis, you're not telin b'mako. What's telling? You're not telin b'mako. So we look at the Ra'ah, who's the Talmud of the Ramban. He brings down the halacha l'maaseh. He says, Anachanami, why are we not telin b'mako? This is on Chav Beis Amar Beis. He says, "Ikar dina hachi, moidu Rabbi Seinu shechazur v'nimnu derech takana laser dam mako." They when chazur v'nimnu they aser dam mako shloi lahakol ba'olam livel al dam. It's included in the takana never to be boiled whenever there's dam. Vilma asil yachluvi lamshuchi basezmano. Maybe even to because maybe you're not going to realize that the mako is already healed. And the dam that's coming out is not dam maka. The dam is dam nida. Memele, you always have to be choishes. Maybe there's dam nida here. So Chazal said, we asked every time not to be boiled on dam maka. The shayla is, what do we do? Rei machmas tashmish, which we know is allowed to be tailed on the maka. You have to say the same chilek that we said in the Rajba. If it's a one-time thing, then in a chanami, we're going to ask you. If a woman's going to come asla barlo, then we'll be tail b'makom. Now there's another pshat that's brought down in the Shuvas HaGoyim, an interesting pshat that's brought down from Rav HaGoyim. Why we're choishes dafka by dam nida, dam isul, that there's dam nida, not by a regular case of tashmish. He says, his lashon is, dam bisulim germ le dam nida shiyete imoy. Why? Shekashi niveles b'ilu rishena, oichezes esa roda v'chalchala, was man shiyishim ischalcheles, he presses nida. But says, chal chal hamalko, mikan shepir senida, Rav says, shepir senida. Like we heard in Purim. The mikan shepir senida. So we know that chalchala could cause a woman to be pierced in nida. So the male of bilu rishayna, you have to be choshish more than a regular tashmish. And even though by a regular tashmish, you don't have to be choshish for dam nida, bilu rishayna, you have to be choshish for dam nida. The question is, if that's the case, so how come the original Mishnah wasn't choshish for this? There's a real chash of dam nida. So how come the original Mishnah wasn't choshish by dam asulim? That's not exactly clear. And are we choshish on this? We're also choshish this way for a 3-year-old girl? A 3-year-old girl that has chalchala, we're choshish for dam nida? A car stops in front of her with a screech. She has to be chayshish that maybe she saw. She hasn't seen yet. She's so it's mechudish. But there's another chilek also that it's mavur lemaisa and Rav Haigoin, and it's mavur in the Ramban and the Ra'al, it's mavur in the Rajma and the Ram, it's mavur in all these rishenim that the chashash by dam besulim is that maybe there's dam nida that's included, and that's why they were so machmer. Now lachur, you could say that shel on the Rif and the Rambam also. The Rif and the Rambam as brought down in the Beis Yosef. They hold that the whole din of Boreal Bilas Mitzvah Perish is dafka by a Naira Shirasa. They bring down the original din of a Ketana has Achatich Yamaka, and a Naira Shalei Rasa has Dala Leilas. A Naira Shirasa doesn't have Laila Achas, rather she has Boreal Bilas Mitzvah Perish. In fact, the Rishonim, Vosepes, how were they Machalik between them? Mavur and the Rishonim, the Ran is ready, Mesiachas to this. Rishonim are Mavar that since it's written on the piska of the Gemara is Rasa Vayda Beis Avia. So the Chazal, the Rav Ashi in the Gemara, he brought down the memra of the Rabbi Seinu only at the end on Rasa Vayda Beis Avia. Vayda says that the only time that we're choishish to say Boyal Bilas Mitzvah Perish is after by Rasa Vayda Beis Avia. Before that, we're not choishish. The Shaila is, what was Machriyah them to say this pshat? Look, that's not the pashas of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish, they learned through the whole parak of Tinoikis, and all they came out with was a little bit of dust on the, was a little bit like the amount of dust that comes out on a fox when he goes to the field. And what does he say? They came out with the halacha b'el 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 perish. Mashmai says that's the halacha which applies to everything. If you hold it, it's still chiluki dinum by a katana and by a naira, so then it's just a little bit. There's a bunch of halachas that are over here. The pasuk of Mashmai says that it applies to everything. Mar brought it down at the end, like the Ran said. That's the end of the Masugyo. But it's not the Uriah that's how we pass it. But maybe they were bothered by this Nekudo. Vos epis that were choishish b'chlal by a besula, why did they ask her? By says, doctor, it's only by an Irish Rasa. An Irish Rasa that there's a chash. She's already higil l'mar liris. And she's already Rasa. In such a case, chazal were choishish, that maybe there's dam nida that's in Saris, and you're going to be, you have to be choishish. The fizit, we can understand the chumrah b'chal. That's why there's a chumrah even if you don't find dam besulim, because you have to be choshish that maybe there was dam nida and it got lost. But it's a chashash of dam nida. It also makes sense. What does it mean? Boil bilas mitzvah perish. Why do you have to be perish afterwards? Maybe there was dam nida there. It's not just a chashash of dam besulim. We're choshish for dam nida. That's what it means. Also, noisin in law laila rishena. What does it mean? Noisin law bilas mitzvah. What does it mean? Noisin law bias mitzvah. We're not giving her anything. If we want her to get married, we have to at least give her a bias mitzvah. If you don't give her a bias mitzvah, then how is she going to get married? Noisin law, kilo, we give her something. The answer is that we allow all the dam, even though it's mamash atarti desasni sepele. As soon as she finishes the bias, she's purged, we tell her, you're usher. Why are you usher? Because there was dam nida possibly. But b'shas tashmish, you're allowed to be gamer biasai. You don't have to be purged, be vermeis. You don't have to be noisy tiparna, nothing. Why? Because you're not a choshish for dam nida. It's dam basulim. But as soon as you're precious, lemafreya, we said that there's dam nida there. So it's a tati disasri. Bepashnis, that's shot in the Ravid. The Ravid says that even by basulim, you have to be you don't have to be noisy tiparna, but he says that you have to perish braver mace. Why? Because you're being choshish that there's dam nida here. The Ravid is the pashnis. Everybody else is tamua. if you're telling me that you have to be Purish afterwards because of the Shash of Dam Nida over here, then you have to be Purish Bever Meis. What's the Pshat? You're telling me no, you're allowed to be Gomer Biyasim, be Purish Bever Chai, because it's not a Shash of Dam Nida, but as soon as you're Purish, you say, oh, maybe there was Dam Nida. The Tarzan is awesome. That was the Xeris, that was the gather, all the rest of Rishen learned, that was the gather of Chazal Sakana. But in a Hanami, B'Shat Tashmish, in a Hanami, she doesn't have to be Chayshish for Dam Nida. The Shailin is Hodja Kushal the Dukhto. What's Pshan of the Rush? This is all good in all the rest of Rishenim. L'chera comes out that all the Rishenim across the board, Rav Haigoin and the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ra and the Rajma and the Ran, they all across the board are Chayshish, that there's a Shash of Dam Nida. The Rush is the only one that holds there's no Shash of Dam Nida. And it's Tamua. And just to be l'chur, there's six questions that you have to ask on the Rush. First of all, if you're not chayish for Dam Nida, why did we ask her afterwards? The first question that we asked, why is she also afterwards? There's no chayish for Dam Nida. The second question is, what does it mean, nois nila bilas mitzvah? We give her the bilas mitzvah. Why should we give her the bilas mitzvah? What's the chash? Kilo, as if we're giving her something that she doesn't deserve. There's no chash over here. What's the chash over here, bechlal? Dam b'shul mistar. What does it mean, nois nila bilas mitzvah? What was the havamina? The third question is, what's the havamina of Abba that you should be boil bilsmith? You should be lo yigmer biyasei. If the vard is that you have to be choish for dam nida, then you shouldn't be gomer biyasei. Get out as soon as possible. But if you don't have to be choish for dam nida, so what's the yigmer biyasei? Fourth question is that we're mavar that what's the reason that we're machmer by nara sharasa and a begera sharasa? L'chera was lo yichoish amak. If you tell me that a nara is not choish out till 4 nights, then even if she was rasa, she should have 4 nights. Elamai, the reason why Rasa were more machmer is because we have to be chayish for dam nida. So you, her, have to be maskim that in the Gemara it's already muchach, the Mishnah is already muchach that you have to be chayish for dam nida. And that's why we give you, there's a chumra that we have to be chayish, not in the Biri Shana maybe, but we have to be chayish when she's Rasa, that there's a chashash dam nida. So what's that episode here? We're not chayish. The fifth question is, why were they so machmer like we asked? You have to be chayish where you didn't find dam nida, you have to be chayish that maybe you didn't find any Dam Bechlal, maybe there was Dam Besulim. So what? Dam Besulim is not also. And the last question, which is the biggest question of them all, is that the Rosh Alein in Subis says, Lahedi not this way. The Rosh Lahedi in Subis says, in the first Sugyon, Simon Tess, Perakal Simon Tess, he says, Hechmiru chacham ma'achroinim chumri yaseir letameis Dam Besulim mishum shem v'nesavr boi Dam Nidus. The Rosh Alein says it. So the truth is, Sidra Tero, after he finishes the whole Shtikal Tero, the next Sif Katan, he says, L'chur, you have to say, and L'chur, it's muchach from everything that we're saying, that even the Rosh is masking that there is a chash of Dam Nidus. And that which he said, that they weren't goyze lechatchila because of Dam Nidus, that means that wasn't the original takana. That wasn't enough to ask you. Why not? Because we see from Rei Machas Tashmish that we're allowed to be telling a Makka. So we're not going to be so machmer benegea to Dam to say that we're not going to be telling the Makka in Besulim. However, once they said they were mashva, all the women together, and they said that everybody has the most chamer de kashita, that we only give you a bilas mitzvah, and any dam they're going to find afterwards is going to be asur mechayish for dam, even if she's a ketana shlo yirasa, she's 6 years old, getting married for the first time. Nevertheless, we're mash for everybody, we give them the chumr sheba chumras. Then he legged to and he said, and we're also going to be chayish for dam nida. That's certainly not the only, that's not enough of a reason to ask you. But certainly it's the reason afterwards, zikr, l'chur, the ran, he's maskim afterwards, which would answer all the questions that we had. And would also answer why there's still machmer. There were machmer if you didn't find any dam, then maybe there was dam besulim. So the truth is, he doesn't say maybe there was dam besulim. He says maybe there was dam. In the Chanami, according to the Rosh, we're being choishish that maybe there was dam. We're being choishish that maybe that there was dam nida. At the end of the day, we're talking choishish dam nida. And a diuk la'anini atam Reb Shimon Deitch. He had I was madchim, but lacher it's mevur that it's a good diuk. He brings down the Rosh brings down afterwards. After seeing this in the Sidra Tara, the Chari comes out, it's very meduktuk in the Lashana Rosh. The Rosh, after he brings down he brings down the Sol Shtikal Tara, he brings down Rav Haigrin. Rav Haigrin says that a woman that's Mishamish and she finds Dam, so he says, we're not going to be Mitama Mishka V'moishiv. It's Pella that Rav Haigrin is talking about Mishka V'moishiv, that's the rabbi already asked. We're not going to be Mitama Mishka V'moishiv. The mitah underneath her, because it's only a suffik nida, and only by vada nida mutam. Shall it a suffik nida? It's not even a suffik nida b'chal. The Rosh just went to go on to say that we're not chayshish for nida b'chal. We're not chayshish the entire time for nida. We're chayshish for dam b'sulim. There's no suffik nida b'chal. It's a vada, not a nida. It's a zikr dam b'sulim. So I thought maybe Madcheh that it was, he's just bringing down Rav Haigrain, the din of Rav Haigrain, the way the Rebbe is Mazgrain. L'chor is to everything that he said beforehand. The whole thing is gebait on the fact that we're not going to give you the din of Mishkav Moshe because only it's a Safek Nida, but we're going to see that we're saying in a Hanami. Even according to the Rosh, there is a Chashash that maybe Nisarev together with Dam Mesulim, Dam Nida.